Students, staff at Cook Literacy School detail 1 year progress by Sarah Newell, Winston-Salem Journal. A year after one of the lowest performing schools in the district completely revamped its facility, students appear to have fewer discipline problems, and teachers say students are performing better in the classroom. Cook Literacy Model School, formerly Cook Elementary, has completed 1 year under its turnaround model with a new principal and almost entirely new staff. In February 2016, it was announced Cook Elementary School was one of 11 struggling low-income schools in Winston-Salem for South County School District, identified by the federal government as a priority that needed to change. We saw some change in the outcomes and will continue to work to grow and improve, said Principal Paula Wilkins, who was hired in April to lead the school. We've definitely made some progress. At a summer enrichment camp at the school beginning July 10th, the goal was to set students up to grade level. Extra slots were available for students who wanted to attend. The camp, from rising kindergarten through third graders, focuses on reading, writing, and math enrichment, as well as physical education and arts. I'm learning about multiplication, flowers, plants, and fillings, said rising third grader Harmony Kaiser, 8. I like seeing new teachers playing fun games and learning. For Destiny Murphy, 8, and Kaya Bustow, 8, they like learning their multiplication tables this week at camp. However, these girls disagreed on the past school year. Bristow said schools seemed harder during the 2016-17 year. Murphy said it was easier. The teachers didn't have to yell at us, she said, adding it was because her classmates weren't acting up as much. The school has received preliminary data about how it performed in its first year under the new model, but official data won't be released until September. Wilkins declined to give specifics about the preliminary data. The new staff improved student success in different ways, they said. For first grade teacher Alicia Taylor, it was about creating a community with students and parents. She wanted the kids to have fun while having structure in the classroom, she said. She applied to come to Cook because she wanted to be part of a fresh start for the school and herself. Prior to joining Cook, she was a special education teacher. Last year was her first as a first grade teacher, and she said it was remarkable to watch students learn to read by the end of the year. I wanted to be part of something awesome, Taylor said of joining the school. She also kept the phone number of every parent in her cell phone to call if she had questions or if the child was absent more than 3 days in a row, Taylor said. That type of attention to detail is what Wilkins credits with helping improve the school's retention data. Students who start the year at Cook Literacy Model School and remain there throughout the year. Staff picked up students. The transportation department also worked with students who moved for kids who didn't want to change schools, Wilkins said, adding their improved retention numbers were a win for us. Pre-K teacher assistant Darnetta Hughes said teachers worked with students to improve discipline. We taught them language and how to express their feelings, she said. They had a lot to say but didn't know how to get it out. Wilkins said student discipline is a success of the past year. We took a strategic focus on discipline, Wilkins said. Reducing suspensions was our goal. We worked on alternative things. That included conferences with students and parents to talk about what was going on. "We're still looking for other alternatives," Wilkins said. "It's about what precedes the behaviors, not the behavior itself, because that's the underlying piece. You may have children with a trauma in their home life, and we have to work on patterns to create positive patterns for positive behaviors." Another big change at the school, including lengthening the school day and adding 10 extra days, that created a total of 23.5 more school days at Cook than the rest of the district. The school is still looking at how to maximize additional times to the students' best advantage, Wilkins said. Adults also greeted students every morning, part of the policy that for every corrective action, there needs to be 5 positive interactions, Wilkins said. There were also more parental involvement nights, student performance opportunities, and more technology at the school funded through grants. Teachers also conducted home visits prior to the start of the school year and during the last quarter of the year, Wilkins said. Second grade teacher Courtney Morrison is one of the 3 teachers who stayed at Cook through the transition, she said. "I fell in love with the kids and thought, if I'm not here for them, who will be? It's the best feeling to see them grow," Morrison said. She credits Wilkins with holding the school together during the transition, but said the teachers have worked hard to help the school and students be successful. "I've made sure to be consistent and build relationships," Morrison said. "I have had kids grow 2 grade levels in a year." They had low confidence and motivation, and they became engaged in reading. She said switching to something new every 30 minutes in the classroom helps to keep the students active, engaged, and focused. In the second year of the turnaround model, Wilkins says the school will continue to work on additional training and professional development for the staff, improving parental involvement, and focusing on the social and emotional role that plays into the success of students and staff at the school.